all students who came. In fact, I guess all of you know Maharaj and all of you know each other. But we had here Anna Kotova. She was our student 2 or 3 years ago, right? 4 years ago. Mr. Sunil Taylor and Mr. Nityananda Bashir. Welcome. And I guess the rest of the group is going to know each other throughout the day and throughout the week. Wish you nice Nityananda Maharaj. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's okay.
If you want to have a light is here. Maybe we could.
This is very fine. Thank you. Yeah. This is my first session with the group of students only. I welcome you very much. I would like to repeat to you why I think this is a wonderful course and a wonderful opportunity. In the Kirtan culture, we could run into a mistaken application of Kirtan. What we could think is that Kirtan is something where the experienced Kirtan leaders who have good voices or who are maybe for a long time in spiritual life, they are the Kirtan singers, and we, the others who are maybe not as old in our spiritual practice or who are a little bit, how do you say, young in this, or who are not especially talented, we are always the audience. This is a mistaken idea, and I think the course which we have started 4 years ago wants to remove this mistaken idea by in a way empowering everyone, young, not so talented, or even talented, to become Kirtan leaders. The idea really of this course is that it would be wonderful if you feel confident after these 8 weeks to do Kirtan at your own place where you are, your home, maybe in your town. Eventually you might like to even invite some people who to come and join you for Kirtan, or you might yourself go out into places where Kirtan is appreciated and do Kirtan there. The idea is, don't stop singing, or don't stop doing Kirtan after these 8 weeks, but see the 8 weeks or the time you spent here as a preparation to bring you into Kirtan. And the idea or the reason is that Kirtan is really, yeah, it is something where the individual approaches Krishna and is together with Krishna. I have sometimes a difficult role to fulfill, which some of you will smile about. I'm often invited to host big Kirtan events where a few hundred, if not a few thousand people come together and sing, and then I have to make the list of the time slots. So and so things from 11 to 12, so and so things from 12 to 1 o'clock, and like this. And sometimes I am challenged by accomplished Kirtan leaders. They say, we want a slot, we want the best slots. And when the schedule is full, I have to deny them this. And they sometimes become upset with me. And then I say, well, you can sing actually 24 hours in the chorus. See, in kirtan, it's not really not about a performance. The eternal setup of the kirtan is fixed. It's the living entity who does something which is called in Sanskrit kirtiyate. It glorifies the Lord. And that can be done in the chorus and in the lead voice. It is not dependent that. So kirtan really at once takes singing and hearing out of, let me say, the context we are used to in this world, that there's a singer and an audience. In kirtan, there is a singer and a divine audience, the Lord. This is very different from all other music, and this difference spills into actually the techniques or methods of doing kirtan. So this morning I was discussing in the lecture, I guess you were there, about the entry point into kirtan. What was that about? Yes. To have faith in the holy name, to faith in Krishna. I would very much like to teach you in this first workshop how to increase your faith while you are chanting, how to increase the divine connection. I will do something with you which is taught in this guidebook Harinam Chintamani. To chant in the presence of a person who has faith. When we look for a kirtan leader, we always look for someone who is most accomplished in faith, who is very deeply accomplished in a spiritual faith. And we also look for a great spiritual teacher when we want to increase our faith. We want to chant in the presence of a great spiritual master. And we want to be blessed by his energy. We want to be picked up by his energy. We wish to be, how do you say, empowered. Like a sailor who wants to have wind in his sails and who wants to move forward with the power of the wind. In the same way, a chanter wants to move forward with the power of divine blessings. It's very important. I want to see, before I do a practical exercise on this, if you have any questions on chanting with faith or chanting in divine association, in good association. Yes, Krishna Das.
What are some of the, what are some ways you can recognize someone who has faith? Or what are some maybe external symptoms or characteristics?
Someone who is Shraddhavan. Shraddhavan means he possesses, he owns faith, will be recognized by the symptom of faith, that is inner strength, which will empower his determination to chant. You will see him often during kirtans. He will like to participate. He will not like to leave the kirtan because he has that inner strength which keeps him there, that conviction that this is the most important thing he can do at this time. I know one Russian kirtan leader who in my mind has a lot of faith in the holy name. He is a GBC member, a member of the leadership of our movement, and his name is Aditi Dukaha, and he once gave a lecture about chanting the holy name, and that we very much could see his faith. He said, when there is kirtan, we should leave everything else and run to the kirtan. And he's doing that. He said something else which moved you very much. No, actually, you were not with me in Russia.
No.
Oh, you were not there? No. I thought you were there. No. He said something, but I can't remember. But the main thing is, his faith can be seen in determined action by which he proves his words. You can see actually that he is in the kirtan, not only his own kirtan. You can see he likes to be there. You can see that he likes to chant his rounds. And he will really be visible as a servant of the holy name in many, many situations. Also, obstacles will not divert him. He will be, that's an indirect way of seeing it, seeing that someone has faith, he can easily overcome obstacles, knowing that Krishna is there. I remember in this regard, my grandmother Krishnadas, a few days before her death, I came to her and asked, isn't it difficult to die? I mean, soon you will leave everything behind. And she just said in such a nice way how she dealt with this greatest of human obstacles, death. She said, see, when I'm living, I'm in the left hand of God. When I'm dying, I'm in the right hand of God. Where's the difference? Very strong person, isn't it? The faith was very, gave her strength to overcome this greatest of all confusions, the time when we are forcefully evicted from our body. That's tough. Yes. Hare Krishna. Another symptom is of a faithful person is he will always go to shelter, to seek the shelter of Krishna. He is convinced that the shelter of Krishna is the most important thing in his life. When there are troubles, when there are difficulties, maybe anything could be difficulties in life, in health or in relationships or so. He will always run to Krishna to solve this problem. Then he knows Krishna is my Lord, he can solve everything. Should we go in the exercise? Or, yeah? By the way, who are you all? I don't. Would you mind to just introduce yourself? Or maybe we can start here.
Hey, Hare Krishna. My name is Danava Karunamai.
Yeah.
I'm from Sweden.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I live in Gothenburg. There is a small temple there. I help with the preaching.
Oh, yeah. With Kalpa Vasini? Is good.
She has moved to Stockholm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. Yes.
I'm Nimai.
Nimai?
Yeah.
His brother is also Nimai.
I'm from America, from New York, D.C. Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Oh, yes. Such a vast journey you have undertaken. I hope it's good. Is it rewarding for you?
For sure.
Good, good. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, my name is Karuna Mai. I'm from America as well, from California.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a very international group. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes? Oh, you're from Cologne, isn't it?
Is it? Yes.
That's Govinda Vallabhai, yeah.
I organized with you first Kirtana Mela and next Kirtana Melas with my mom and our group.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice to see you.
I'm Lakshmi and I'm from Birmingham.
From Birmingham? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Then we must have seen each other during the Birmingham 24-hour kit. Hmm. Anna, I know. Famous Anna. Sunil, I know. Nityananda, I know. And your good name?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I'm Nilisha from London.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Welcome. Mm-hmm.
My name is
Shumana
from Malaysia.
From Malaysia? Oh, yeah. The good name again?
Shinlan.
Shinlan. That's a wonderful, it's a very Asiatic sounding name from, is it Chinese?
Or? Yeah, it's a Chinese name.
Wonderful. It's the first time I meet a Chinese devotee. Yes.
I'm Shreya, and also from London.
Shreya from London, yes. Krishna das I know, and Gaur Krishna I also know very increasingly well. Fine, thank you. Mm-hmm. I would now like to suggest a wonderful practice which helps me very much to chant my japa and kirtan in a very conscious and alert way. I chant in the presence of Srila Prabhupada, and I would like to teach you how to do this. Have you ever noted when you chant and all of a sudden a person whom you deeply respect comes into your room and looks at you as you chant, then you immediately try to sit more stable, whatever diversion you had, maybe you had just answered a quick SMS on your mobile telephone or whatever that falls to the side, and you are it's a normal psychological reaction. Now imagine you chant actually in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. I think every one of you knows who Srila Prabhupada is, isn't it? Someone does know? No, sure. we are in his place, you know. So the scriptures recommend the following exercise. They say, one worships the spiritual master by making offerings of a seed, water for washing his feet, water to drink. One could give him a bath, cloth, and ornaments. And then, with the spiritual master's permission, one may begin worshipping the divine couple. Then, when one has finished worshipping the Lord through kirtan, prasadam is given to the spiritual master first, and then to other Vaishnavas and demigods. Now, this is a lot, and I don't expect you to do all the different steps. It's a little ritual or ceremony, really. The idea of the ceremony and the idea of the ritual, however, is very simple. It's to be in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. Do you have your japa mala with you, everyone? Do you have a japa mala? You have. You don't need to chant with a japa mala. You can just chant the way you are. Those who have, you also have mala. No, sorry?
I forgot mine.
No problem, no problem. We can just chant like this on our own. I request you to sit tall. If you're on a chair, it's good to try to sit without the backrest. Then you create a certain tension in the body, a good tension for meditation. For a moment, just look around the room, please, and become aware of what is in the room, this beautiful image of Saraswati, good, Radha Gopinath. Become aware of the sounds which you hear. Close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Inhale and exhale deeply. Try to switch off the many thoughts and direct your attention to the ingoing breath and the outgoing breath. When you breathe in, know that you breathe in, and as you breathe out, know that you breathe out. Before your mind's eye now, see Srila Prabhupada. Maybe you can remember a certain photograph. Maybe you can remember something you saw in a video, something you heard. Just see Srila Prabhupada. Imagine he is there right next to you. You can see him. Make an intention to now start to chant and ask Srila Prabhupada, I wish to chant now. Please give me your blessings that I can chant in a nice way. Actually, we will not chant japa, we will chant a kirtan. Ah.
Hare Krishna,
Finished, then the tradition says we should say a farewell to Srila Prabhupada, offer our gratitude for the blessings which we may have received. Hare Krishna. It is always said we should do our devotional activities in the association of other devotees. I think you have heard this many times. Sadhu Sangha, or association with sadhus, that is, with people who work on the path of sat, or eternity, always empowers our activity, every activity which we do. So this sadhu sangha can be had also in this way, which I have taught you. We can also associate with Srila Prabhupada doing our chanting. I still remember this. When he wrote a letter to his devotees in New York. He had started the movement in New York City. I think you remember how he did it. He went alone under a tree, an elm tree, in the Tompkinson Square Park. I will see this tree, visit this tree this year. It's still there. It has a plaque. It says this tree is the place where the Hare Krishna movement was started. So he would sit there and he would have a little drum and chant kirtan, and soon many people came together, and it became known at that time as a sit-in. That was the word for it. You sit in, you sit with him, and the movement started really from there. And then he left to San Francisco. The devotees in New York were stricken with grief, and they could not really imagine to continue Krishna consciousness, because for them Krishna consciousness meant the Swami was there and gave lectures and associated with them and directed their spiritual lives. But he went on to San Francisco. He must have noted that the devotees were really sad in New York and helpless. In fact, he got many letters. Now I remember many devotees wrote him, "Swamiji, what should we do? We are Krishna consciousness for us means you are present and you are instructing and guiding us." And then he wrote them a very interesting letter. He said, "We can be together," or he said, "we are packed together," that is, very close together, "when we sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." Then he said he would be there. And I often do this and want to recommend you this. Be packed together with Prabhupada. It will influence your chanting in a major way, really major way. I want to now do another exercise in Japa with you, but before that I would love to give you the handouts which we have printed for you. Maybe you can just circulate this. Yes. Yes. Please don't mix them, they are already... one I need for myself. Two more, you said. Everyone has, or...?
No, one, let's see.
Nimai has now.
Four.
Yeah.
We have from
previous, and we can maybe print it out for you. I have prepared a handout for you where there are a few prayers and things which I will use, and I want to direct you to page 6, please, of your handout. There is one great, let me say, pillar of the kirtan movement, whom you see worshipped sometimes by some devotees. I know Chandramouli Maharaj has a deity of this great personality. I have a deity where I sit and chant. Madhava, the kirtan leader, has a deity. And many deities are made of this great personality called Haridas Thakur. Who has not yet heard about Haridas Thakur, please raise your hand. No problem. Haridas Thakur is a great devotee. It is said that he is none else than an incarnation of the creator of the universe, Brahma, and a great devotee of Krishna, Prahlad Maharaj. That it may be a difficult concept to understand. What such a personality where these two are present? I don't have the time to explain this now in great detail, but I can just tell you, don't we sometimes have, we say this, you appear to be as dignified as Mahatma Gandhi. We sometimes give such names to our devotees. We say, yes, you are little Gandhi, or little this, that if you see someone is very exalted. So Haridas Thakur must have been extremely exalted if the tradition tells him he's like Brahma and like Prahlad Maharaj. And he was the pillar of the Chaitanya movement. He would spend all his time which he had. He slept extremely little. He slept only 2 hours, and sometimes not even 2 hours, but 22 hours he had for chanting the holy name. Mostly he chanted japa, but he also used to sing, and when he would dance, he was so ecstatic that all the symptoms of ecstasy, like goose pimples and standing of the hairs on end, would become visible on his body. He would sometimes be seen at the banks of Mother Ganga, singing and dancing. A real lover of the holy names, in other words. So, there are prayers to Haridas Thakur which we do chant, and I want to pray them with you. Chaitanya Kripaya Yena, Chaitanya Kripaya Yena, Bhakti Nama Shritodita,
Bhakti Nama Shritodita,
Namami Haridasam Tam,
Namami Haridasam Tam,
Bhaktanam Sukadam Gurum,
Bhaktanam Sukadam Gurum.
I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Haridas Thakur, who by Lord Chaitanya's mercy revealed the devotional service of chanting the Lord's holy names without deviation, and who is the spiritual master for awarding happiness to the devotees. Jaya, Jaya, Jaya Haridasa,
Jaya, Jaya, Jaya Haridasa.
Name Rama Hima,
Name Rama Hima,
Yenha Karila Prakash,
Yenha Karila Prakash,
Jaya Haridasa,
Jaya Haridasa.
Oh, glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is a particular famous incident where Haridas Thakur confronted the Mughal authority, the government. See, he had been born in a Muslim family, and the Mughals had come to convert Hindus to Muslims. They were not happy when one of them started to chant Hare Krishna, because they thought this is a reversal of the conversion process. They threatened him to punish him severely by having him publicly flogged or whipped in publicly before the eyes of everyone. They wanted to cane him, really. Then Haridas said, well, even if you would cut my body in 1,000 small pieces, my heart will still continue to chant. I cannot stop this because it is coming from my soul. Imagine his determination. Very determined. When he was old and he could no longer chant his 196 rounds because his chanting had become slow, he was once visited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu asked him, what is your ailment? Haridas said, my disease is that I cannot finish my rounds. Not 16 rounds, 196 or 992 rounds. Yeah, 192 rounds. So Haridas is a very, very nice example of determination in chanting, and we approach him for blessings to chant our rounds. So Niji, we have now the opportunity to get into the prayers of Haridas. I will request, maybe we start this time from you. Your good name again?
Shreya.
Shreya Mataji. Could you be so kind to read from page 7 the prayers of Haridas? Please say them loud and slowly, not so fast. And then the next one will be our Shinlan, and then our other Matajis, and like this, huh? we will go. Please take note of these wonderful prayers, and after praying like this, we will all take our Japa Mala and we will chant one round together. So please try to be present, and please, you're from London. London people are very good in the performing arts. Be loud and slow.
Kripa kari namarupe amara jivaya nirantara nacha prabhu naritava paya. O Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name. Downstair constantly, O Lord, I fall at your lotus feet and beg you.
Shinlan, you don't need to chant the Bengali and the others also. We will just read in English, but it was very nice that you so nicely pronounced the Bengali. Yes, please.
You are committed to uplifting the lowest. This is our eternal relationship, O Savior of the fallen.
On the strength of this unbreakable connection between us, O Lord, I beg you to shower me with the nectar of the holy name.
Wonderful. Please now let us chant. When you sometimes need a little mood buster, something which uplifts your mood, you may look at this prayer. Stop chanting and look at the prayer he so nicely says, please mercifully appear on my tongue in your holy name. You may keep me in the world or take me to your abode as you please, but whatever you do with me, feed me the divine nectar of your holy names. This is a very nice mood. So please let us chant the holy name in this way. Namo Om Vishnu Supaya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Those who have no japa mala, no problem, you can chant without the mala. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 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 Hare
Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Good. Thank you so much. These are very nice prayers. They are my gifts to all of you. Because this morning I wanted to, let me say like this, because Krishna is a person, and the great devotees are persons, and chanting is our prayer to these personalities. First and foremost, obviously, to Krishna. But we pray to the other personalities, Srila Prabhupada, Haridas Thakur, to get the empowerment. I would like to give you an example. It's one of the programs which we had arranged in Germany for our congregation. We had rented two big sailing boats. I mean, really big. They, each one could hold about 100 people. They had 7 big sails, and we had to, that was part of the deal, we had to help to lift these sails up to make them, you know, to bring them up in the winter, in the wind, and to bring them down when we were anchoring somewhere to sleep. We had a program of kirtan and lectures on this, and it was really, I mean, many devotees, many people decided to become devotees of Krishna on these amazing sailing trips. But I remember there was one of these trips where there was absolutely no wind. We had, just in that case, these ships were equipped with a motor and a big screw. But for that whole 1 week, we had to go by motor power, and naturally, they were meant for sailing, so the motor was just a little thing, a little help, and we went very slow. Then on the last day, a beautiful wind came. We had big waves from here up to the ceiling, and we were really going through the ocean like Klaus Störtebeker or any one of these big sailors must have done. The wind helped us. But it was something which was totally beyond our power. So in chanting also, my dear devotees, there is a power which is beyond all of you. It's the power of blessing. And this power rests with the great devotees. We'd be very foolish if we don't take full advantage of this power, the power of blessing. How poor our lives would be. We would only have to be able to use our little motor to move very slowly ahead. We are surrounded by winds of blessings. These great souls are not dead. They are existing on the spiritual platform, and if we can contact them and obtain their blessings, then our chanting will advance in jumps and bounds. We will just move forward very, very fastly, very quickly. Our chanting can come to the level of good Krishna consciousness, where we chant with love and affection and not mechanical any longer. There are other prayers which I have written down to you, for you, and I want to continue with prayer 1 on page 5, please. Maybe I think we stop with Sunil praying, then we can continue with Anna. There are prayers which you chant while before you chant. The first prayer, Anna, please read loud and in a slow way that we can all comprehend it. Did you all find it on page 5?
Yes.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yes, Anna.
Should I chant in Sanskrit?
I don't think we are all pandits, so just English is good enough.
In threefold bending form, his fingers curled over the holes of the foot, standing in the circle of gopis is the beautiful son of Nanda.
Yes. And with this prayer, you just, first and foremost, you contact Krishna. You become aware, Krishna, I'm glorifying your name. See, if I'm not knowing who's Gaur Krishna, for instance, or if I don't become aware of that I'm speaking with Gaur Krishna, I might say, Gaur Krishna, isn't it a beautiful day? And Gaur Krishna might say, he's not really speaking to me. But if I go like, Gaur Krishna, isn't it a beautiful day? Immediately he even smiles. He had his resting face. It's a London face where you rest the face, apparently. I have learned this before. But then you came out of your resting face and was an active face. So Krishna also is sometimes resting in our relationship when we don't really call out to him. But if we chant our holy names with being aware of him, then, like in this prayer number 1, where the chanter says, I'm now chanting the name of he who is in a threefold bending form, his finger arcs curled over the holes of the flute, he's standing surrounded by a circle of gopis and is this beautiful Lord. No, this is very nice. Thank you, Anna. You've read very nicely. Then the next prayer is directed to the mala. Would our devotee please chant it? Chant loud, you know. You have a voice. You need to train the voice a little. Mm-hmm.
Mala, I implore you, free my Harinam Japa from obstacles, granting service to Raja and Krishna.
Yes, yes. No, we implore Krishna, free my chanting of Japa, free it from all the obstacles. Mostly it's distraction. Do you experience this obstacle sometimes? We just seem to not be able to bring our mind there. Prayer number 3, we glorify Krishna, please.
The name is like a divine touchstone. The name alone is a supreme means of success. There is nothing higher than the name. Therefore, we worship the name.
Wonderful. No? We say, Krishna, your name is like a touchstone. It is our means of success. Nothing is higher than the name. Thank you. Yes, Mataji?
The sacrifice to the name, the great sacrifice, destroys the sins of the age of Kali. For the pleasure of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, this sacrifice of the name is dedicated.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you when you do this chanting, you dedicate it to Lord Chaitanya. Yes, Nimaji, what is... this is a prayer done at the end of the japa. Please.
O name, O Savior of the fallen, please deliver this lowest of man. To you who have the same nature as Radha and Krishna and to Chaitanya, I bow again and again.
Wonderful, Nimai. Thank you for sharing this prayer with us. No? There's a prayer, you're finished and you say, please deliver me. I bow down to you again and again. Then there is another concluding prayer to the Mala. Yes, please.
You, O Mala, we know as the bestower of all perfections to all the gods.
Wonderful.
Thus verily bestow perfection unto me. O Mother, obeisance is to you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Oh, Krishna, I would... Who is in charge of making copies? I would like to have a copy of this. This is so wonderful. No? See, our problem in spiritual life is when we do things again and again, we develop something like an apathy. Do you know this English word? It's some distance, some lethargic mood. But if we chant like with some feeling, if it means something to us, then it's very good. So feelings, devotional feelings can come by praying the prayers of those great souls who were imbued with devotional feelings. I request you now to all put your japa mala aside. Now we will sing a little kirtan.
Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Devotees, I do hope that I could present to you in a practical way my first workshop, where the subject matter was praying to great personalities, because by their help, kind assistance, it is very easily possible to move forward in our chanting. If we are alone with our small little motor, the engine of our heart, we may not reach very far. But if we have the wind of their blessings, of their faith, of their incredible absorption, then it will be possible for us to, in a very short moment, overcome our obstacles and the various barriers on our path. I will end here my part. Ooh, good time. Please excuse me. I'm just coming out of really something serious, but it's Krishna helping me be fit in for you. Let me see, do you have any questions about chanting and adding prayers to chanting? Sunil, I see you. Anna, I see you. And please help me. Can you good name?
Shreya,
yes. Sunil, please ask your question.
So you mentioned about the blessings and the significance of when we invite great personalities to sit with us to chant. But what is the symptom? How can we recognize that we've received a blessing? How to distinguish between oh, it's just me now chanting better. Or
yeah. Well, it's almost like a sailor who understands, wow, some wind came. He may not be able to see the wind, but he feels it in a forward movement. The ship is plying in a different way. It's very easy to find that out when you run on your own strength. I'm a so-called older devotee, and often devotees invite me to chant. Now there are many, many devotees who have a much stronger voice. They're able to keep it much nicer. They know the rhythm and so on. My voice is not very strong. You can see it is really almost always only like this, a very weak voice. And often I find myself in the situation where I have to lead kirtan, but I don't even know if the voice will keep up until 1 hour has passed. So I very often am in the situation where I pray. Very often. I can often really see that all of a sudden the voice comes, the energy comes, and more than that, the devotional feeling of being connected with Krishna. And I feel really he's here, he hears it, and he's somewhat pleased by my modest attempts to glorify him. And it's this which is the blessing. It's an additional gift by Krishna. I think you must have also had situations in your life where it went extraordinarily good. Now the mistake you could do is say, Shunila always knew it. You are a hidden saint. Now your sainthood is coming fully out. A better way would be, oh, Sunil, you are what you are. Not better, not worse also. And this was a blessing which carried me forward. You will see by comparing your state, be what you were before with what you are now. And it's a remarkable difference. Thank you for this very good question. Yes, there was, I forgot, Anna, I believe, had a question, and then Shreya.
So, Maharaj, you mentioned that sometimes when we do the same activity again and again, like chanting or saying the same prayers,
yeah,
we develop this kind of apathy.
Yes.
So, is there some way to see it anew every time?
Yeah, very good question. When we do something repeatedly, again and again, psychologists have found out we switch off our active participation. We do it by, I think the English word is by rote. It's an English word. What?
By autopilot,
we could say, yes. Maybe you have not seen, but in there are some cars now, new cars, the driver just switches to the autopilot, and then it's a device which measures the distance to the next car, to the side of the road, etc., and does everything on its own. It's a new invention. I have been in one of these cars. You feel as if the car goes like in a movie. A car goes. You have nothing to do. No influence on the car. It just goes by its own. It's a little bit. You have to get habituated to it before you lose your fear that something might go wrong, and there's no way to change the course of the car. So we often go on autopilot, when we do things again and again. We do this in relationships, that we don't any longer pay special attention to the person. We go on autopilot and we go to again and again the same way. Maybe we have to go to our university and our school and or wherever we go, the place of work, and we just, when we arrive there, we don't really know how we got there, because we could do that in our sleep, you know. It's so chanting autumn, unfortunately we do the same thing. We all of a sudden notice, my God, I've chanted 16 rounds but I don't remember any one. And the way to break this habit, you could say, one way is really to make a prayer session. What is very much recommended in our tradition is to read the prayers called Sharanagati. Very good prayers, Sharanagati. It's a prayer collection written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where the devotees express their desire to worship Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says a sincere chanter will always chant in the mood of Sharanagati, or in the mood of abandoning oneself to the Lord, surrendering to Him in is another word. You know, automatic things are done without feelings, and you somehow have to get the emotions or the alertness, or you could say consciousness, back into your practice to stop automatic practices. And the way you do it is by prayers. That's how it is said, by prayers. What you also can do is you can chant your rounds before the deities. I remember there was once a time where some of my two god brothers were very distraught, and they couldn't feel anything. The Krishna conscious feelings had atrophied, and they asked Srila Prabhupada for a solution. Prabhupada said, you should now sit before the deities and chant to the deities. Then this one god brother said, but then your temple commander, that's the devotee who engages other devotees in service, will come and will say, do some service now, don't just sit before the deities. And then that is what will happen. And Prabhupada said, you can tell him that it was my desire that you chant before the deities, and he should please respect that. This automatic thing is, it's the root from where all the other offenses come. It's called inattention. You can chant for lives if you are not attentive to Krishna. It is, there will be not even a iota, means a small particle of devotion in your chant. So you have to get out of the habit, Anna, and really a very good method is to pray to great personalities. That's one thing, or to pray other prayers, and you might say, but what if I do this also mechanical? if the disease gets into the cure, what to do? You know, if you have a medicine, and the poison goes into the medicine, then the medicine is ineffective, right? So if you pray inattentive, well, then you should pray that one day you pray attentively. You have to somehow start, you know, removing yourself from inattentive feelingless or mechanic practice. And somehow you have to do that. If you don't do it, but you are a sincere devotee, then Krishna will do it by giving you the treatment which he sometimes does is he creates some tense situation for a devotee, and then the devotee says, "Oh my Lord, you are my only shelter." Has this happened to some of you? It has happened several times that nowadays I pray, "My dear Lord, please let me wake up before you have to send the club on my head. Please give me a chance to correct the mistake myself, because it can be quite heavy or stressful to get the club." Good. Shreya, what is your question?
I didn't still quite understand what it means by the sacrifice to the day.
This chanting of the holy name is called a yagya. Yagya, traditional yagyas of old times would involve a very, rigorous discipline of various steps you would take to sacrifice. It would require four priests around a fire who would chant mantras. Another priest would correct any mistakes which would appear when the first priest chanted, and in this way there were gestures, mudras which needed to be done, certain oblations which needed to be poured in there. Someone calculated a simple yagya of the ancient time in order to do that would cost $4 million at this time, just to gather all the ingredients and so on. So Neil, this is not within your purse, isn't it? The idea of the yagya would be to propitiate or to request a powerful deity to give blessings, and he would be pleased by these oblations and offerings of clarified butter. Sometimes jewels and pearls would be given to the fire. And then he would give the person who performed the yagya certain blessings. Now, in this age, the age of Kali, these yagyas are not practical. They are too costly. The ingredients which are necessary are no longer available, and those ingredients who are available don't have the inherent strength any longer. The plants, for instance, everything has become quite degenerated in this age. So they say, the scriptures say, there is only one yagya which still works, and that is the Sankirtan yagya, when devotees come together and sing the glories of the holy name. That's an offering also of energy, of time, of attention, and therefore it's called the Mahayagya, the great yagya, which pleases the Lord. And just like in the old times, when the person who was, or personality who was requested to appear, he appeared at the end. So in the same way, in the Sankirtan Yagya, Krishna may appear in the hearts of the devotees. Thank you very much for your questions, for your participation. I heard you are the best group we ever had in terms of being inquisitive and eager to learn. I will close this session now here. We will meet again. This is a little optional. If you need rest, that's all right. But at 7:30 in the temple room, it would be my pleasure to see you all and serve you all again. And have a nice lunch prasada now and an excellent fire of digestion. We will certainly need it. I'm invited to with Gaur Krishna to take pizza. please pray for our good absorption of the now I took one. Now let us do one thing. I hope I have everything here. Who has not yet received a handout? Please, any one of the students, you have. And everyone has a handout. Sunil, you have no handout, isn't it? Yeah, but you
we
may
can photocopy some.
Yeah. Yeah. Please obtain one for you.
How many? Who else needs
one?
Three
handouts. Good.
Yeah, we have one here. So one more.
So four. Okay, so only four.
Photocopies are not so good. Maybe you ask for printouts because this is very weak. I mean, we can see everything, but. Wow, here's Anna's piece of art on page 9 if you want to see. Anna has made a... It, as I said, the printout is a little weak. It's much more beautiful with the colors, and there are many more things to be seen in terms of mountains. Ooh, wonderful. Don't forget to use them sometimes, the prayers. Very, very good. Very good. They will really, if you get blessings, my dear devotees, everything is easy. Without blessings, life is a drag. Hare Krishna.